Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the coronavirus continues to grow and become even more serious as now federal and state officials caution that the number of cases will grow. Roughly 3 out of 4 Americans are ordered to stay home. President Trump suggesting testing is no longer a problem. Governors are disagreeing with him on that. The FDA granted emergency approval for the use of 2 malaria drugs to treat patients with coronavirus. The situation in New York City, beyond staggering, says the governor, as we see hospitals begin to become overwhelmed, nurses and doctors crying out for better protective and more protective equipment.
David, this is as bad as anything that I can remember in my lifetime. I was alive during World War II, but I can't really remember it. I was born very early, 41, so from 41 to now, 2020, there's nothing that we have seen that equals this. Nothing. This is the kind of thing you read about when scientists try to figure out what happened to the dinosaurs. In that case, it was probably an asteroid. But nevertheless, we are in the worst situation we have been in for years and years. I saw that there are more corona cases in Spain than in all of China. So this thing has a lethalness to it, which means that the only way to avoid it is to avoid social contact. So if people can, they stay home. If people like you, a great hero, have to come to work, you do. But you take every precaution to make sure that that studio is disinfected and that you are going to be safe. And we are all very grateful to what you're doing and to what our wonderful board ops are doing at WAMC. You know, yesterday I had an email from somebody who said, it's not right for you to remind people that in order to keep the radio station going, they should send money. Oh, I'm so sorry. We need to keep this radio station going. For all of you who are out there and who are listening right now, you know how important it is. And you know that this has been the come-to place that we all are congregating in. But we all know that, like everything else, it's not easy to keep a place like this going. So anything you can do, I'm telling you, I'm incredibly appreciative of all of those who have done just a little bit, gone to the lockbox at WAMC.org and said, we're going to keep this radio station going because we need it and we use it. And for a couple of naysayers who say somehow this should go on its own, it won't. It needs you. And it's WAMC.org, and that's all I'm going to say about it this morning.
Well, don't stop just yet, Alan, because the articles, one after another, are coming out talking about how, for example, Gannett plans furloughs. His media virus woes mount. Can the news industry survive coronavirus, as Harper's? We are seeing layoffs, and we've already seen a hard-hit newspaper industry being hit even harder now. So without information, how do you know how to social distance?
David, you're so right, and it goes to the smallest as well as the largest newspapers. Our wonderful Columbia paper here in Hillsdale, New York, just ceased printing print editions. We know that there's a move over to electronic media for a lot of these places. We know that people have been granted furloughs all around and papers have shrunk. And we have one more blow to the print media. We're holding our own, but just holding our own, folks. And we appreciate everything that everybody is doing for us. But you know what? Now is the time that we're going to see some real changes in the way people do the media business. And one of those is going to be lack of print media and more electronic media.
Well, today is the day, Alan, when we would normally be talking about the big ugly coming. That would be the eve of April 1st, this evening, when lawmakers in New York get together, very rarely even read some of the legislation that's put in front of them and vote for a budget. Now, today, with the coronavirus, we're still planning a budget, but as New York Times said, hospitals, Alan, could face $400 million in budget cuts just as they take on the surge of the virus. And the New York Times is opining that the governor and legislature should keep it simple. This is no time for budget games, specifically pork.
Well, that's right. And I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to see some real pain in this budget. And that's going to include the only place that the governor can go, which is to our educational institutions, our schools. It's a terrible thing because this is where we live. This is how our kids get along. You've got health care, you've got education, and these are places that really need as much help as possible. Put yourself into the governor's place and say, all right, I came into this with a $6 billion deficit. And, you know, some people said, well, maybe that wasn't really firm. Now it is, and now it's much more than that. So if you're the governor, you got to find the money somewhere. If you're running a household and you don't have any money, you have to say, okay, this is what we're not going to do anymore, or this is what we're going to do less of. I have no doubt about that.
Some interesting news out of Massachusetts, Alan. The Massachusetts Democratic Party chair, in a release, says they're seeking approval from the state committee to not hold the annual convention in 2020. This, of course, because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Markey and Kennedy campaigns, that's Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy III, have agreed that Senator Markey would win the convention and Congressman Joe Kennedy would surpass the 15% threshold.
That's right. And so that agreement means there'll be a primary. And Kennedy knew that the establishment is certainly backing his opponent, Mr. Markey. You know, incumbents tend to back incumbents in a case like this. It is obvious that you couldn't put people into a convention space. It's ridiculous after everything we have learned about not having gatherings of this kind. So it makes eminent sense. You call off a convention, you go to a primary, and that's where it really will be. It frankly serves everybody's purposes.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Keep on keeping on, everyone.
Yeah, we're going to keep this radio station going, WAMC.org, and we're going to hope that everybody understands why it's so important to do that.